Well, it's excellent news for the Albion because they brought in a chief executive with very high-level experience and contacts. For example, Paul Barber was a senior director at the FA at the time when the Football Association were very much commercializing their operation, you know, chasing income, chasing deals, and Barber was at the forefront of that. And also he's got Premier League experience with Tottenham Hotspur, where he went after leaving the FA. So he covers all that ground, really. And I think as Brighton start to think about increasing their income to become a Premier League club, I think they brought the right man in to be able to do that.
So he is clearly going to be expecting big things from Gus Poyet.
Yes, I think so. I mean, I suspect that, this is very much a sort of commercially driven appointment. I don't see him having that much involvement on the playing side, although even there his experience will be useful because, you know, he's seen how clubs operate at the very top at Spurs, and he's very well connected. So much of football is about knowing the right people and knowing who to call and having those people take your calls and, you know, understanding the finance and the commerce of top-level football, and that's another, you know, facet of this appointment. It's another stage in the process of the Albion, you know, preparing for life at the top.
And do you think that that is going to be something that Seagulls fans will see in the near future?
Yes, I think so. I mean, fans tend not to get too excited about boardroom appointments, obviously. They want to see star players on the pitch first and foremost. But with each step, I think the anticipation rises, the expectation rises, and people start to feel that the club is equipped for life in the Premier League from top to bottom. The hardest part, as we all know, is getting 11 players together capable of getting you over the line, because it's a very hard division to get out of. And when you get into the Premier League, it's very hard to stay there. But everything the club is doing really is in the right direction.
And of course, although finance isn't what the fans want to hear about, it is absolutely key to a stable and successful future.
Well, it is, and it's a pretty dog-eat-dog world in the Premier League these days. This week we've seen Eden Hazard join Chelsea for £36 million. These sums are mind-blowing, really. And bit by bit, Brighton will have to learn how to compete with those sorts of figures. But of course, they have that palatial new home, the Amex Stadium, and everything begins with that, really, because they have the facility to draw in income and also to bring players and inspire players to come here. And what's so impressive about the plan is that it's advancing on so many fronts, you know, the playing side, the business side, the stadium is there, the academy is being built, the new training ground, and it's a pretty impressively wide-reaching plan, I'd say.